There's a modern-day global gold rush for rare earth reserves, and Brazil is looking to rewrite the playbook on who stands to benefit from extracting raw materials. Superpowers want these critical minerals for their economies and warfare. Brazil, which has the world's second-largest reserves, is determined not to be exploited as it has been in the past, writes Constance Malloray today. She highlights an interesting idea from a professor in Sao Paulo: the creation of a global trust to manage the production and trading of critical minerals fairly, without geopolitics interfering. It's Thursday, August 28th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A shooter opened fire during Mass at a Minneapolis Catholic school Wednesday morning, killing two children and injuring 17 other people before killing himself. The school was evacuated, and students' families were later directed to a reunification zone at the school. The FBI is investigating the shooting as domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. It is the latest act of gun violence in Minneapolis. Governor Tim Walz posted on the social platform X, "We will get through this together." President Donald Trump extended control over Washington by taking management of Union Station away from Amtrak. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the move Wednesday, saying the station has fallen into disrepair when it should be a point of pride for the city. Also, Denmark summoned the top U.S. diplomat in the country over claims of interference in Greenland, following a report that people connected to President Trump have been carrying out covert influence operations in Greenland. Danish media reported Wednesday that at least three Americans have been involved in these operations. They allegedly compiled lists of U.S.-friendly Greenlanders and tried to influence local politics. Both Denmark and Greenland, a semi-autonomous Danish territory, have publicly said the territory is not for sale, despite Mr. Trump's interest in taking control of it. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Brazil has the world's second-largest rare earth reserves, deposits of elements essential for 21st-century economies. And the country is trying to rewrite who wins and loses in global extractive industries. Contributor Constance Malloray reports from Passos de Caldas and Caldas, Brazil, for The Monitor. In-person schooling is better, it's agreed. For students and teachers, the stresses of life in a war zone create even more needs that schools can help address. In-person summer programs in eastern Ukraine are doing just that. Scott Peterson reports from Kharkiv, Ukraine, for The Monitor. Industry or environment? Communities across Europe are struggling to decide which matters more. The efforts to launch a pulp factory in Galicia, Spain, may suggest which priority will win out, or if there's a middle ground to be found. Erica Page reports from Palos de Rey, Spain, for The Monitor. Can a family facing disarray move forward? The new movie, A Little Prayer, offers insight and humor, leading to a touching closing scene that our critic says moved him more than anything he's seen all year. Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. We also have our 10 best books of August. They include a novel based on the life of female photojournalist Dickie Chappelle, who covered conflicts from World War II to Vietnam. In nonfiction, The Martians looks at the craze for all things red planet in the early 20th century. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the future of Moldova amid Russian disinformation. On Wednesday, one of Europe's smallest, poorest and most rural countries, Moldova, received a visit by the leaders of France, Germany, and Poland. Why this abundant attention from European elite? It was not only to celebrate the 34th Independence Day of the former Soviet Republic. It was also an appeal to Moldovan voters before a crucial September 28th election not to fall for the Kremlin's propaganda, as French President Emmanuel Macron put it. Unlike Russia, the European Union threatens no one and respects everyone's sovereignty, the French leader said alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk in the capital, Chisinau. After recently losing much of its economic leverage over its tiny neighbor, Russia now backs an immense disinformation campaign in Moldova, along with paid public protests and vote buying, to help pro-Russia political parties win the election. This digital equivalent of an invasion is so large that TikTok has set up a special team to help the country take down fake information on its site. Ahead of Moldova's parliamentary elections, TikTok announced this month, we have set up our Mission Control Center Group, uniting local market expertise with global subject matter specialists in cybersecurity, misinformation, election integrity, and hateful behavior. Despite the online onslaught from Russia, the pro-European party of President Maia Sandu remains ahead in the polls, although not by enough to win a majority in parliament. Any loss of power might jeopardize the country's advancing bid to join the European Union, which most Moldovans favor. Ms. Sandu claims Russia is spending more than $100 million to influence the vote. Yet despite this attempt to confuse and mislead citizens, the country's prime minister told a Moldovan newspaper, "I firmly believe that Moldovans will choose what is good for themselves and not choose something for a foreign state." Moldova's democracy is in the crosshairs, both online and offline, said German leader Merz during the visit. Yet, as President Sandu told reporters, Moldova's future depends on what Moldovan citizens do, what information they consume, and what they believe. Helping them make the right choice is now a whole of Europe task. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we have what it takes to do right by our neighbor, even when it feels tough. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Jingnang Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.